AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
I ask you pray for me. Don't forget.
With that simple request, Pope Francis concluded the Mass in Philadelphia late today that brought the curtain down on his historic first trip to the U.S. He then attended a farewell ceremony attended by Vice President Biden and his wife. We get more now in this live report from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Ross, the Pope is at the airport where that ceremony took place. He expressed his gratitude to about 400 leaders of the world, meeting of families, supporters, and other volunteers who helped organize his trip to Philadelphia. As you mentioned, Vice President Joe Biden was there to send him off. The Pope has said that his days here in the U.S. have been brief, but they have been days filled with great grace. And he told the crowd, "I pray for you too." Ross.
Neville Haynes, who came from Brisbane, Australia, says it was very special to be in Philadelphia for the papal visit.
We feel that we're part of the church, we're part of the children of the Pope, that we're bound to him in the spirit and in love.
As the papal mass ended today, a church official announced that Pope Francis has decided that the next world meeting of families, the real reason he came stateside, will be held in 2018.
The Holy Father has decided that the next world meeting of families will be held in 2018 in Dublin, Ireland.
The media will now shift its focus to the annual UN General Assembly Summit, where President Obama addressed world hunger and poverty today. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders told CBS's Face the Nation today he thinks there will be more than the 6 debates already sanctioned by the Democratic Presidential Committee.
I think debates are a good way for candidates to differentiate their differences. I think it's good for the American people.
But Sanders says don't expect him to criticize fellow rival Hillary Rodham Clinton, or for that matter, anyone else who is running for president.
I've never run a negative ad in my life, so I hope that in this campaign we can have a civil discourse discussing our differences of opinion, which are many, on the important issues facing our country. I think that is what the American people want us to do.
The cause of Bobby Christina Brown's death has been determined, but the medical examiner's office in Atlanta, Georgia, says it will not publicly unveil autopsy results because of a court order. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.